Experts often tell students to center their efforts on a narrow field to get a job after school. But recent research into Nobel Prize winners suggests that wider interests are important. One of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was Danish scientist Morten Meldahl. He received the award with two other chemists for their work on click chemistry. Click chemistry describes when scientists create materials, such as polymers, that join molecules together even in living things. Meldahl is 68 years old and works at the University of Copenhagen. When describing his career, Meldahl said he started out as an engineer but changed to chemistry because he wanted to understand the world. In a discussion with the Nobel Prize organization, he talked about his co-winner, Caroline Bertozzi of Stanford University. He said she has such a broad knowledge of both chemistry and biology, and she knows how to utilize her knowledge in a very exquisite way. Meldahl's experience and the way he sees things may come as a surprise to students. They might believe they have to center their work and school lives in one field to be successful. But a study from professors at Michigan State University shows that is not always the case. Michelle Ruth Burstein and Robert Ruth Burstein published their study this spring in the Creativity Research Journal. They said that a large number of Nobel Prize winners can be described as polymaths. Polymaths are people who have many different interests in both their work and personal lives. Sometimes they are called Renaissance men or women. That is another way of describing a person who knows a lot about many different fields. The writers looked at past Nobel Prize winners and their students. They decided that when students of winners go on to win Nobel Prizes, some of what they learn from their teachers is how to live a life with many interests. They are, in a way, learning how to be creative. Having many interests, the Ruth Bernsteins wrote, permits scientists to look for creative ways to solve problems. In fact, one important part of science is not discovering answers, but recognizing problems that need to be solved. The prize winners, the Ruth Bernsteins said, transfer skills, techniques, and materials from one field to another. They said Alexis Carrel won his Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1912 by using techniques he learned from the clothing business. He realized that people who use thread to make and fix clothing had a skill that could be used in operations to put new organs into people's bodies. In 1978, a professor from Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania won the Nobel Prize in Economics. His name was Herbert Simon. He worked in many parts of the university during his career and supported projects in computer science, artificial intelligence, psychology, philosophy, and economics. Outside of work, he played piano, wrote music, painted, made drawings, and played chess. In a book he wrote about his life, Simon said, "I can rationalize any activity I engage in as simply another form of research." One winner in medicine, Christiane Nusslein-Volhard, said in 2003 that she is very curious and I like to understand things. She won her prize in 1995 for work she did on genetic controls in the early development of the embryos of insects and fish. But during some parts of her life, she made games called puzzles, drew pictures, and wrote a cookbook. The writers from Vanderbilt University in Tennessee said double majors are often more creative and more interested in starting their own business than those who centered on only one study area. Other researchers have found that having an outside activity that makes you think can be helped predict future success in a job. Some of those activities include playing chess, performing music, or creating art.